Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
All right. With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. Woo. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So, if you have been following the WWE recently, you would have seen that The Rock is officially back with the WWE.
He is.
He's getting ready for WrestleMania 40. Just this weekend, he was on WWE SmackDown, and he decided to compose and sing a song for his opponents when WrestleMania 40 rolls around.
The Rock is gonna come laying the smacketh down on your blonde Cody and your best friend the clown. I'm gonna whoop that and break your back.
So melodious.
Or maybe I'll just beat you with my fanny pack.
He's got a bum bag on, has he?
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. I mean, everyone is loving the fact that The Rock is officially back with the WWE. He's wrestling.
Do you feel like
he's
it's there. A downgrade, though?
No, I don't think so, because The Rock, I think, has established himself as such a superstar that it's cool to go back to his roots and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, he has to give it up to the WWE for starting his career.
And his dad was a wrestler
exactly.
as well. But like, what's he doing movie-wise? I know Moana 2's on the way.
Moana 2, yeah.
So that's what he's working on at the moment.
So there's a live-action Moana, and there's an animated Moana.
Because he was going through a period where he was like doing movie after movie.
Yeah.
Jumanji, the next level, then that one, the one where all the buildings...
Skyscraper?
Something like that. Yeah, you know, all of those.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. I think The Rock is all about paying homage to his roots, to always remembering where you started. And I think it's really cool for all the wrestlers who are in the WWE to have someone who's left
and
become a superstar and still came back. Him, John Cena, has done the same thing as well.
Mm.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
It shows appreciation, I think.
Yeah.
Usher, you know, he performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. He did an incredible job, which was in Las Vegas. And then after that, he decided to go get married to Jen, his longtime partner.
Finally.
And we didn't know what was going on. Like, it was a complete surprise, much like Brent Black. And so he was doing an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and he said actually he didn't even tell his family that it was going to happen. He just took everyone there.
Wow. Have so he's like, just come with me.
Yeah, have a listen.
It was an incredible moment. You know, we're going to do, you know, an incredible over-the-top wedding, but that was a button and at the end of an incredible Las Vegas run. My mother was there, her mother was there, our kids were there, our immediate family were there. Matter of fact, everybody was surprised. I'm like, no, we're having a wedding right now. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, right now. Let's go. We're going to go have Elvis officiate us. But it was great.
So like Brent Black, it's unbelievable.
Because that's literally what happened. Brent and his lovely wife, Eve, walked in and said, hey, we're going to go get married. You want to come? We're like, yeah, let's go get you married.
And you all got married by Elvis. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And finally, everyone's been hating on J-Lo. I don't know if your TikTok has this. My TikTok is just filled with Jennifer Lopez hate.
Bull.
So she dropped a brand new album, which is not doing well. Then she dropped a movie, which is not doing well. She dropped a documentary, which is doing mediocre.
Okay.
Then she had to cancel 7 dates on her tour because the rumor is that she's not selling any tickets.
I agree with that
rumor. There are empty stadiums going for her tour, and she's calling it logistical issues. Everyone is hating Jennifer Lopez, but you saw the movie Nala.
Yeah.
It's called This Is Me Now, right? The movie. Why is everyone hating her?
It's the type of movie where you're like, what am I watching?
Right.
It's very, I don't know how to describe it other than it was not good.
And the music is not great?
No.
See, like everyone's hating J-Lo, Rossi.
Do not hate on
J-Lo. I'm not
J-Lo.
I'm saying I did not enjoy the movie or the music that
but
she did.
But everyone's hating on J-Lo.
Yeah, they are. There's especially, like, there's a part where she, did you see this on TikTok? Where she shakes her hair.
Yes.
Like, this is my hair.
It's so bad.
I can't say it with a straight face. This is my hair when I used to be in the Bronx. And then everyone's clipping that and making fun of it.
Is that in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know.
Well, anyways. I'll watch it. Whatever she does, I'll watch.
Right?
I think she's fantastic.
Same.
And she's lovely when we spoke to her.
Yes.
She was very nice.
She's lovely.
Leave J-Lo alone. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Hit us with the attack, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.